Hello and welcome to the Iconic Life Podcast. On today's episode, I bring you an excerpt of a recently held coaching slash mastermind session with a few of my participants. I share with you the reason why you need an external accountability partner in place on your quest for remarkable results. Go ahead and take a listen. But before we get to that, I'm just going to cue you in. Hello, my name is Samuel Shaibu, and I'm documenting my journey from immigrant professional to entrepreneur and highlighting the lessons I have learned from the works of the coaches and mentors who are guiding me. Each week, you will get to hear me share steps I'm taking to build my business, as well as conversations with other successful and like-minded individuals. I bring on these leaders and business owners to tell their stories of success and failure so we can take and apply the lessons they have learned over the years. If you are an internationally trained professional just like me, or an entrepreneur in the early stages of your business, or maybe you are still in your 9-to-5 and probably considering starting your own business and looking for guidance from some of the brightest minds on how to create a lifestyle of freedom, absolute control and fulfillment in life and business, then this is for you. Welcome to the Lead Podcast. So at this point, I'd like to see if anyone has anything they would like to share with us.
One word that I picked today is being accountable.
Right.
I feel that it does help when you have someone that, you know, you share the same ideas with and you're able to let them know every time you're falling back and they, you know, you kind of like help yourself. You're helping the person is also helping you. That kind of like make you want to strive more, you know, to achieve more. As much as you're seeing the other person grow, right, you also want to do the same for yourself. So it's more like a partnership kind of thing. However, it's hard seeing, you know, people like that most of the time because, of course, no two people are the same. You always have in your goals and your aspirations. So I don't know what. Maybe I should put a question to you. What would you say or how do you think one can achieve, if it's possible, accountability on yourself without, you know, having to involve someone else? Is that a possibility?
This is the thing with us. It's a very difficult thing for individuals to set out on a goal all by themselves and become and be accountable to themselves. So the very first few days, you may be able to do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm speaking from my own experience. The very few days you may be able to keep up with what the goals you have set for yourself. Maybe you say to yourself, okay, every day this week or every day for the next 3 months, I want to be able to wake up by maybe 6:30 a.m. When I wake up at 6:30, I want to be able to do some light exercise. I want to do some light exercise. I want to be able to write down my put together a to-do list. You may be able to do that day one, day two. But you see, by the time you get into day three, because you are now stepping, you're pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. And your comfort zone was maybe probably you will sleep in till maybe about 8. And then, you know, you do other things. Because you're pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, you're becoming uncomfortable with those actions because it is beginning to stretch you. Mm-hmm. It begins to stretch you. And so by day three, you don't feel like doing it.
Yeah.
By the time you wake up on day three, like, okay, is it not just today? Let me just relax. I'll continue tomorrow. It's a lie. By tomorrow, you are mentally tuned out.
That's the end.
That's the end. It's the honest truth. And I'm speaking from experience. There are times when, even with all of this that I know, I say I'll tell myself I'd like to do this, but I tune out after a couple of days because you see, growth. The only time you experience growth is when you are not in your comfort zone. And if you look at the society that we are in, everything is on the fast lane. You wake up, you get dressed, you go to work, you come back, you're tired, you make dinner, you eat, you sleep, you go, you wake up the next morning, you go to work. So it's a cycle. So anything that breaks that cycle is you stretching yourself. And because it's not something that you're used to, after a couple of days, you just slip back into the cycle. So there's really no way you can experience long-lasting growth if you do not have an accountability partner, somebody that you're working with. And that's why I mentioned for us in the John Maxwell team, we have these calls. We have mentorship calls. I have 8 different mentors I'm working with. All of them are you know, faculty members at the John Maxwell team, including John Maxwell himself. So at different times of the week, all of these mentors have mentorship calls with us. And the reason why they've incorporated that into the process is because there is no way you want to do this all by yourself. You need encouragement. You need backup. You need where you can go back and share ideas and sharpen your own thinking as well. Sometimes I am dealing with an issue. I'm not sure what to do. If I don't have somebody to ask, then if I end up not being able to find a headway, I probably will slip back into a rut. So they have designed it in such a way that every single day of the week, there is somebody you can hop on the call with and discuss. There's somebody that can hold you accountable to. Like now, I decided I wanted to do this mastermind. This is the first time I'm doing this mastermind. And I'm doing 3 at the same time. You cannot imagine how uncomfortable it is for me. Especially, I do one Friday night. I do one Saturday morning. I do one Saturday night. These are times where I would have probably been relaxing and watching TV. You know, so it's very uncomfortable. I'm outside of my comfort zone, but I know that I am stretching myself. And in so doing, I'm growing. So I had to also go on to one of my mentorship calls, and I shared with them, this is what I'd like to do. I've never done it before, but at the first go, I'm running 3 groups. So I have that accountability process in place. So when I get on my next mentorship call, I have one by 2 p.m. today. Somebody's going to ask me, so did you hold your mastermind this morning? Because I know when I get onto that call, somebody will ask me. It puts pressure on me to deliver. You know, it puts pressure on me to deliver. And I understand that for most people that signed up, it's probably the first time they are doing things like this. So I can understand when somebody, you know, might not remember or they don't feel like it. You know, some of the people that were on the session last week were not on the session yesterday. And those that were there yesterday were not there the previous week. So I understand these things. It's not what they are used to. It's them, they are stepping out of their comfort zone. They are breaking a cycle that they probably have been living with.
You are just listening to an excerpt from a recently held mastermind session. And if you love and totally enjoyed what you heard, and you'd love to get on an exclusive waitlist for the upcoming mastermind session, I'd love for you to head over to leagueoficons.com/mastermind waitlist. It's leagueoficons.com/mastermind waitlist. And if you've been listening and you're yet to subscribe, we'd love for you to head over to podcast.leagueoficons.com. And you can get subscribed on that page. There you can sign on to get notified and have every update delivered straight into your inbox when and as soon as they are ready. And if you're already part of the community, you get notified when the next session of the Mastermind Rounds opens. You have all of those delivered straight into your inbox. And once again, we'd love to say thank you for being a part of the community, and we'll hope to see you on the next episode.
This is the League of Icons. Mind your mind. Be your focus and play by a different set of rules.